بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صوت خصوم بالباب عالية أصواتهما وإذا أحدهما يستودع الآخر ويسترفقه في شيء وهو يقول والله لا أفعل فخرج عليهما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أين المتألي على الله لا يفعل معروف فقال أنا يا رسول الله فله أي ذلك أحب متفق عليه. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the voices of some disputants at the door, and the voices were raised. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears the sound of some argument outside his door with both the disputants raising their voice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes out and he sees what's the dispute all about. Remember, we're doing the chapter on Babul Islahi Bayn al-Nas, the chapter concerning reconciliating between two parties when they have got an argument, a dispute, a quarrel. So to sort the matter out in the best way, Rasulullah ﷺ then goes out and he sees what the matter is all about. What's the dispute about? To make Islah between the two parties. And he finds that one of them is asking the other to reduce his debt. He owed that person money, he owed the creditor money. So he was asking the creditor to waive off the debt or to reduce the debt. وَيَسْتَرْفِقُهُ بِهِ. He was asking him to be lenient towards him. And that person, the creditor, he was raising his voice and he was saying, وَاللَّهِ لَا أَفْعَلْ. In the name of Allah, or by Allah, I take qasam in Allah, I will never do so. I won't reduce your debt. I won't be lenient towards you. So Rasulullah, when he went, goes out and he sees that this was the dispute and this man is shouting on the top of his voice, or the one who is asking the other to be lenient towards him to reduce the debt, and the other is taking an oath in Allah's name, he won't do so. So he says, أَيْنَ الْمُتَأَلِّي عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا يَفْعَلُ مَعْرُوفٍ. Who's the one who is saying, who is taking an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he won't do any good to reduce a person's debt? This is kindness. This is a good deed. It's a good act. It is something that Shariat encourages a person. The debtor, he has to pay his debt. And sometimes the person is in dire constraint. He doesn't have the means. He's making every effort, but he's just not coming right. So Shariat tells the creditor then, the teaching and the advice and the lesson for the creditor is to be lenient towards him. If you have the ability and the power to completely wipe out the debt and waive it off, then that is excellent. And if you can't do that, at least give him more time to pay, give him more chance, more respite to pay. All these acts are very beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a person who does so, he'll be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will be very lenient towards him. And of course, a person who has the means to pay the debtor, he's got the means, he's rich, but still he is making the other person sing for his money. He's making him dance for his money. He's not giving his money. مَطْلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. Person who is rich, he has the ability to pay the money, but he's not giving the creditor his money on time. Then that is tantamount to zulm, oppression. Nonetheless, this was a scenario. One man is asking for his debt to be reduced, and the other is taking a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not do so. Rasulullah s.a.w. intervenes, and he makes islah between the two. And what does he say? Who is the one who is saying, I won't do good? Who is the one who is saying he won't reduce the debt of the debtor? So this man owns up. He says, Ana ya Rasulullah. I'm the one who did so. I'm the one who took an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately he says, فَلَهُ أَيُّ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَبَّ. Now, whatever this other person wishes, I will grant it to him. He wants the debt to be waived off, I'm prepared to do so. He wants me to reduce his debt, I'm prepared to do so. He wants leniency from me, I'm prepared to do so. So we have learned in this hadith, the chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought, Babul Islahi Bayn al-Nas, And in this chapter, or this hadith, we find that Rasulullah intervened and he made sulah between the two parties in assisting the person who could not pay and teaching the person who had taken an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will never do so, I won't do this good action of reducing the debt. This is not good. And Rasulullah teaches both the parties and he makes sulah between the two. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to be kind towards our debtors. Rasul in the ayat of the Quran, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَّا مَيْسَرَةٌ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If a debtor has difficulty, then grant him time. فَنَظِرَةٌ. Give him time, give him respite until it is easy for him to repay. But if you forget it by way of charity and you say in the name of Allah, you don't say this is zakat I'm giving you. Many people say, okay, take it as zakat. No. You forego your right, you waive off the debt, that will be the best for you if only you know the reward for doing so. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.